From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
It turns out that millions of people may actually be treating their depression without knowing it and without the aid of pills or therapy. Can Cabernet keep the blues away? Some not-so-depressing news after this.
With the approach of fall comes planning for holidays and party season. This autumn, get ahead of the curve and show what you know and what you've learned from the gadget guru by shopping for functional accessories and imaginative fine gifts for every wine lover. The place to go is epicstyle.com. From aerators to tasting kits, decanters to ice buckets, champagne accessories to cork cages, and thousands of other items. Right at your fingertips at epicstyle.com. Your one-stop wine accessory shop. That's epicstyle.com.
Are wine drinkers happier people? Well, the answer may be found in the results of an extensive study that was just published in Biomed Central's BMC Journal. In the past, many studies have concluded that heavy consumption of alcohol, particularly hard alcohol, can be linked to increased levels of depression. But apparently, few if any studies have examined the effects of light consumption and lower alcoholic beverages like wine. To that end, a group of 5,500 light to moderate drinkers who consumed predominantly wine were studied for up to 7 years. The study concluded that the lowest rate of depression was seen in the group that drank 2 to 7 small glasses of wine per week. Similar studies have shown that lower amounts of alcohol might exert some protection against coronary heart disease, and it's believed that heart disease and depression may have some common disease mechanisms. Now, other studies have indicated that some non-alcoholic compounds found in wine, like resveratrol, may have protective effects on the brain that could also explain the lower rate of depression among light to moderate wine drinkers. So, now it's easier to understand why going without wine for too long can be depressing. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.